Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was a little girl.
Tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your digital radio program is the Old Shepherd Zion coming at you. Host and moderator is Overseer Janet Small. I tell you, I am so delighted. I'm just so excited to be able to come back across these skyways and airways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hallelujah. I just want to take this platform, I want to take this opportunity that has presented itself this morning to thank all of my loyal and faithful listeners. I'm telling you, committed, hallelujah, warriors to the work of God. I tell you, I've been away from the platform for over a month now, but I'm back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And I just want to let all of my faithful listeners know that you are loved and you are not forgotten, and God is going to bless you for your loyalty. I'm not just saying that, I mean that from the depths of my very heart and soul. God is going to bless you for being a committed listener of the Old Shepherd Zion. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for each and every one that are still up this morning, that are able to tune in on your podcast. I just thank you, and may God ever richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that I'm just so excited to come before your presence on this morning with a word from the Lord. I know we have been encountering so much devastation around this earth, around the planet, but we know that it's nothing that's taking place, hallelujah, that God cannot handle. And it does not catch him by surprise. But God knows all and he sees all. Hallelujah. So all we can do is just keep on praying. Hallelujah. And keep our hand in God's hand. Because we know that trouble, hallelujah, don't last always. But we know that weeping might endure for a night. But we know that joy, hallelujah, cometh in the morning. So all we got to do is just keep our hand, like I have first stated, in God's hand. Hallelujah. And we know that God will surely bring you out shouting the victory. I'm scheduled to be with you this morning an hour. And that is if the Lord says the same, because he can take over this program and he can carry it in any direction that he chooses, because he is God. But I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you and I love you, each and every individual, those that I know and those that I don't know. I want you to know that you're loved and God loves you. I love you. And I want you to continue to listen. I will be coming back with some new sermons daily. God will be giving me new sermons to come across the podium with to bless your heart and soul with. So I just want you to continue to listen and keep your eyes on social media. I will be posting and let you know my time schedule as it become available. So without any further ado, we're going to go now on into our opening service. And so I guess I will say a prayer, because that's usually what I'll do, is say a prayer for those of you that has lost loved ones in your life. May it be in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, last 24 hours, the last 8 hours, last 4 hours, even moments, seconds ago. And we do this just to encourage you, to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of sadness, in your hour of bereavement, in your hour of despair. I want you to know that you are not alone, and that God has prayer warriors. You have sisters and brothers over this planet Earth that are praying for you and with you, that God will restore your joy, your happiness, the light in your loved one's life that has been closed, has been shut out from light to dim. I want you to know that God loves you, and God is walking every step of your journey. You are not alone. God's words declare that I will never leave you, and I, God, will never forsake you. But he promised to be with you and I and us until the end of the earth. Hallelujah. So I just want you to know that you are not alone on this morning. Might be night elsewhere over planet Earth, but on my block, we are in the AM morning. All right, so now we're going to go into our opening prayer. And I want to introduce the psalm, and I want to present to others a holy deity. His identity is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And yet, he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. Hallelujah. He's no longer in the grave, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father as we speak. He's not sitting in the rear. He's not sitting in the front, but he's sitting on the right side. The Bible says the right side of his Father. He's watching over you and I and us. He's watching over his creation. Hallelujah. So I just want to ask you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together, God, in unity once again. Hallelujah, God, around this record. Father God, you told us when you went away that you're going to prepare a place for us. And when you return, one glorious day in all of your beauty and all of your glory, that you will come and receive us unto yourself. But until that time is upon us, God, we will continue in your will. We will continue in your way, moving upward and onward, God, holding up the bloodstained banner for our God. Father God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims, hallelujah, traveling through this birthland. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me a servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. Each and every individual, God, that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple congregational of God say amen and amen. All right, I want you to just climb aboard the old ship of Zion. You can bring your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring your OJ, your latte, your water beverages. Bring your smartphone, your digital devices, maybe your computer, your laptop. Bring all of those toys that we are so in love with. Because we are living in a digital age where digital is the way. So I'm asking you to bring all your digital devices aboard of the old ship of Zion. This is not a pre-recording. This is a live church service. This is not a program, but this is a live church service. Hallelujah. So I want you to just go along with me as I present unto you a rhema word from the Lord. And I will give you the scripture reading. You can write them down and then go back at a later time at your discretion and read what I have given before you on this morning. So I want God to just keep and bless you always is my prayer petition. God bless you. I have the chat room available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Once again, welcome to the old ship of Zion. I welcome all my guests. I welcome my friends. I welcome my kinship family. I welcome my kingdom family and all of you that are tuned in at this present time. God bless you. All right. So now we're going to go into a live service that's already in progression. And I theme on this morning, hallelujah, entitled, Without Power. So you know any time that a business or resident is without power, there is a power outage in that area. May it be, it might have been human error that maybe had caused the outage, or may have been a power surge that had, ignited somewhere. But we know that we are now without power, and we are in the darkness unless those of us that have battery-operated devices or candles or lantern lamps, something that can give you light, maybe the light from your smartphone or your iPhone. May it be a flashlight. May it be the light from your automobile that's, parked outside. But whatever, we know without light, we can't see. So there is a power outage. And so we're going to take our first key scripture, and it's coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 29. And it reads like this. It says, He give power to the weak, to those who have no might. He increases strength. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 29. Hallelujah. I hope I'm sounding all right. I can't tell. Really, I know I was having some distraction with my mic, but I hope and pray that all is well at this time. We ask them, God, to intervene, hallelujah, in the service on this morning. And so we can go back to the year of 2012, in the month of October. There was a hurricane that spawned a superstorm and struck heavily, populated the northeastern U.S., leaving a massive flooding and destruction in its wake. We're told that during the storm, more than 8 million customers lost electricity. Power outage alone caused shortage of food and fuel, water, along with the chaos of gridlock transportation. The howling winds and surging waters left many neighbors crushed, flooded, and choked with mountains of sand. The media coverage of the event reported millions without power. And you know, just like a storm of nature, you and I and us, we encounter personal tragedy. They can often leave us feeling powerless and in the dark. During such time, God's words assure you and I and us of his help. The word of God tells us that he gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases strength. And that scripture reading is coming once again out of the law of Isaiah 40 and 29. And you know, at our lowest point in this life, it drains us of our emotions, our resources. But we can place our hope in the Lord and find our strength in him. He promised us that for each new day, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Verse 31. I want to encourage you on this morning. I want to let you know that God is our spiritual power source in every storm of life. We know that God is our help in our ages past. Our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. So you and I and us, hallelujah. We know that it takes the storm to prove the real shelter. And we know that God is our present help in a time of a storm, in a time of your storm, your spiritual storm, I'm talking about. In the life of your tsunami, in the life of your hurricane, in the life of your divorce, in the life of your pink slip. You're going to be laid off. You're going to be dismissed from your job. In the midst, hallelujah, of that divorce decree. In the midst of that child that you lost. Hallelujah. In the midst of your circumstances, I want you to know that God is your power source. All you have to do is look to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of minds and yours and our faith. Hallelujah. Just look to Jesus for what you need. God is the go-to man. He is the go-through man. He is the CNC our calling. And that means Christ in charge. We'll move on to our second key scripture. It reads this. It says, speak evil of no one. Be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Titus 3 and 2. And we know that everything, hallelujah, I know everything that I have observed, I can speak only for me. It makes me believe that this is true. And that is that order is not natural. When you and I and us consider this, that, my office. And I'm astounded how quickly it descends into chaos and how long it takes me to restore order. You know that order requires intervention. It does not happen naturally. You and I, we shouldn't be surprised because God's role in bringing order out of chaos is a prominent biblical theme. He did it when he was creating the nations of Israel. When God said it was time to bring the Hebrew people out of Egypt. Pharaoh, on the other hand, objected to this nation's economy depended on the Hebrew workers. So Pharaoh didn't want to lose them. So to change Pharaoh's mind, God sent 10 plagues to convince him. Pharaoh's magicians were able to duplicate the first two plagues. They could not reverse the plagues, any of them. They could cause chaos, but they could not restore order. Only God can do that. With effort, you and I and us, we can bring order to our living spaces. But none of us can bring order out of the emotions and spiritual chaos of our lives. Only God can do that. He restores order to chaos situations. When we live as God intended, speaking no evil, being peaceable and gentle, and showing humility to all. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Titus, 3:2. For our world and our lives do have much and confusion. We need you to restore our souls and help us to live as you want us to live. And that is loving others. And you know, friends, saints of God, colleagues, constituents, when we put our problem in God's hand, he put his peace in our heart. Hallelujah. God can bring peace in the life of our storm. You know, God said that in this world, you're going to have trials and you're going to have tribulations. But in me, you shall have peace. The only way we can find peace is through Christ Jesus. Having him as head of our lives, our Lord and our Savior, our soon coming Messiah. You said, well, Overseer Ward, I have all the money that I need. I'm rich. I have all the homes that I ever need. I have all the cars I can ever drive. And I don't need anybody or anything. But I'm here to tell you, you need Jesus. When you got Jesus with your wealth, you have everything that you absolutely, positively need in this life. But the word of God tell us, what does it profit a man or woman to gain the whole wide world and lose his or her soul? For it will be naught, cost you naught to have gained the whole wide world, yet you didn't know God. Or you refuse God's offering of salvation. The Bible tells us to choose ye this day. God is not going to pull, tug, drag any of us into salvation. God is not going to drag you to heaven by your wig, your toupee, your ponytail, your braids, your plaits. God is not going to drag you anywhere. God give us all a choice. And he tell us to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Because you cannot serve Satan and God at the same time. God said you will love one and you will hate the other. So God give us a choice. To choose life or death. So you have an opportunity today, while blood is yet running warm in your veins, you can make that crossover, hallelujah, from sin to sanctity. Hallelujah. All you have to do is admit to God that you have sinned and that you are sinned. Hallelujah. Invite God into your life to be your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. And as fast as you ask it, it's done. God said he would put yours and mine and our sin in the sea of forgetfulness and to remember it anymore. God will not remember yours and mine and our sin, but he promised to put them into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged on this morning to know whatever you're going through, that God will bring you out. He will bring you out with a victory. Hallelujah. You can find victory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to keep moving because we know that our time is yet moving right along. And at the conclusion of this program, we will have, hallelujah, prayer requests. And you can call in at that time, and I will be just delighted to pray in faith with you any prayer petitions that you have placed at the feet of God, that God will bring it to fruition. At the conclusion of this message, I will come back and open up the studio prayer line, and you can call in then and make your request known. And may God bless you. All right, we're going to move on to our second key scripture. And it reads this: the Lord will deliver me. And that scripture reading is coming out of law, 1 Samuel 17:37. And we know, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, will deliver you and I and us for whatever have us bound. May it be sin, may it be addiction, may it be prostitution, may it be drug, booze, whiskey and wine, cheating, lying. God can deliver us. Because you know, those of us that know God, we hadn't always known God. We hadn't always been saved. We too have sinned. The Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory and honor of God. So we know that it's not one that will save all of their lives. We all have sinned before God. And before we met God, we were sinners. We was in the miry clay of sin. Then we asked God into our lives. And God reached down, way down in the miry clay, pulled us out and cleaned us up with his cleansing power. And he put us, hallelujah, our feet on the right road to live a holy and sanctification lifestyle before men and women, boys and girls, hallelujah. So we know that we hadn't always known God, but now that we know God, we want to keep our hand in God's hand, and to never take our hand off the plow, never to look back, because God said those that have their hand on the plow, yet looking back, is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So you want to keep your hands and your eyes on God. Keep your hands in the hand of God and keep your eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So we know that the valley of Elah, he stands 9 feet tall. And he wore a coat, an armored coat, made of many small bronze plates, glimmering in the sunlight. We're told that the shaft of his spear, wrapped with cords so it can spin through the air and be thrown with a greater distance and accuracy. We're told that Goliath, hallelujah, Goliath. Praise God. Goliath, he looked invisible. But David knew better. While Goliath may look like a giant and act like a giant, in contrast to the living God, he was small. David had a right view of God and therefore a right view of the circumstances. He sees Goliath as one who is defying the army of the living God. In the law of 1 Samuel 17:26, he confidently appeared before Goliath in his shepherd clothes, armed with only his staff, 5 stones, and a sling. His confidence is not in what he had, but in who he is with. What Goliath are you facing on today, even right now? Might be an impossible situation at your workplace, a financial difficulty, even a broken relationship in your marriage. We know that with God, all things, hallelujah, are small in comparison. Nothing is too big for him. The word, hallelujah, of the hymn writer says that faith mighty faith. The promise sees and look to that alone. We know that it laughs at the impossibilities and cries, hallelujah, it shall be done. God is able to deliver you and I up. Hallelujah. If that's his desire, he may do it in any way that he feels deems necessary, even in ways that you and I don't even expect. We know that the strong is the battle, and it's not to the swift is the race, but yet to the true and the faithful. We know that victory is promised through grace. So don't tell God how big your giant is. Tell your giant how big your God is. Because we know that God is big enough to do anything with one exception, and that is fail. We know that we fail and we fall short of the glory and honor of God. But there's no failing in God. There's no failing, hallelujah. God never fails, hallelujah. But God sticks closer than a sister of blood. You know, our family, sometimes they tell us, don't come to my house anymore. Don't darken my door. But we know that God is a father, that he will never turn his back on you and I and us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Through thick and thin, through hardships, through good times, Jesus is always there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so I just want you to be encouraged on this one, to know that whatever you're going, hallelujah, it's nothing that you and God cannot handle. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that life is like that for the followers of Christ. We live in a dangerous world filled with unpredictable challenges. Hallelujah. And unseen perils. Yet we have joy because we know someone who is strong enough to carry you and I through the turning waves of life that threatens to overwhelm us. The psalmist writes, let all of those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love you and love your name be joyful in you. That scripture reading is coming out of love of Psalms 5:11. We know that in the face of life's greatest danger and challenge, we can know a joy born out of our trust in God. His strength is more than enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our faith is stretched by exchanging our weakness for God's strength. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Our sermon on tonight is without power, power outage. We know in today's scripture we read that a mysterious and awesome visitor appeared to Manoah and his wife, Samson. When Manoah asked, "What is your name?" the visitor didn't answer the question directly, but instead ascended in the flame of the altar. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Judges 13 and 17 to 20. Then Manoah knew that he had seen God in human form. So we know that we can understand such a God. The God who wrote the 3 billion letters software code in the DNA modules of every human soul. Who can fully comprehend the God who knows everything, even our inner thoughts. Yet many Old Testament saints knew and loved this God. They experienced the joy of his grace and forgiveness, even though they didn't completely understand how a holy God could forgive their sins. And we know that as Christians, we too stand in awe before the majesty and mystery of an incomparable God. But we have a great advantage because we see him revealed in Jesus, who said, He who has seen me has seen the Father. That scripture reading is coming out of John 14 and 9. When Jesus hung on the cross, he revealed God's compassion and love, for he died there for you and I and us. A mystery, yes, but how wonderful that we can know that the love of this incomprehensible God, he's immortal, he's invisible, he's a God only wise. Hallelujah, in light, inaccessible, hid from our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days. We know that he's almighty. He's victorious. Thy great name we praise. And we know that to understand God is impossible. But to worship him is imperative. We live in the last days. We know that God is soon to come. God is showing all of his signs and wonders. Through days of old, you can look back in Noah's day. We're living in that same day right now. Some of you have lost your parents. I've lost my parents, my mother and my father, both gone on. And so your parents and grandparents, I didn't get to meet my grandparents, neither of them. But your parents didn't get to see the first African-American president. My parents didn't get to witness that event. Your parents might not been able to witness this hurricane and this flooding that had rose on the residential streets, I mean so high all the way to the roof of their houses. So we know that with that being said, that we are living in Noah's day. But God promised you and I now that he would not destroy the world with water the second time around, but that God would destroy it by fire. So we know that we're living in those ages right now. In our time, we're living God's time over again, because his word has to come to pass. The Bible says that God's word will not return back unto himself, void, B-O-I-D, but it will go and it will accomplish what God has sent it out to accomplish. So we know that it's important, and it's just good sense to know that you have God to depend on, a shoulder to cry on. He's a prayer answering God. He can restore the broken family. He can put money in your saving account, money in your checking account. God can bless you with a new home. Hallelujah. God can bless you just for the asking. God tells you and I know. He says to make your request known. So we know that God will answer our prayer. All we have to do is ask in faith and believe it. You know, when you ask, don't ask in worry, but ask knowing that God is going to bring out. You might say, I don't know when God is going to bless me. I don't know how he's going to bless me because right now I can't see my way out, but I know God is going to bless me. All you got to do is have the faith of a mustard seed to know that you're going to come out. Hallelujah. You're going to come out shouting the victory. I don't care what you lost. God will restore. God will replenish everything that you lost. You say, oh, say what? I lost my house. I lost all my possessions. I lost my automobile. Well, I'm here to tell you. A woman that's been through that same identical thing. I'm here to let you know that God will give you back everything that you have lost. All you have to do is speak it. It's in your tongue. Speak it in your tongue. So I'm going to get everything that I've lost in that tsunami, in that storm, in that quake. I'm going to get it back because God's word says all I have to do is ask and believe it, and God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. All you have to do is step out on God's word. Don't doubt God, but trust him. Take him at his word. You know, God has not ever lied, and God is not going to start lying in this late day in the game. God is not. He said, I am not a man that I should lie, nor am I a son of man that I should repent. So we know that God is a God of his word. All we have to do is depend on him. Don't call Tyrone. Don't call Mr. or Mrs. Jones, but call on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of yours and mine and our faith. Put your faith in Jesus right now. I double dare you to put your trust in God because I'm a living witness that he will bring you out. He'll bring you out shouting the victory. Hallelujah. We don't understand how God can do what he did, but that's what makes God so just marvelous. Mind-boggling. We will blow our brains out spiritually trying to figure God out. We can never figure God out. All we must do is trust him and never doubt. That's all him is saying. If you trust him and never doubt, my sister and my brother, he will surely, hallelujah, bring you out. God will bring you out no matter what you're going through on this morning. God will bring you out every circumstances that you're facing today. You might say, Overseer Ward, I have bills that's due. I don't have money to cover all my bills, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I know what I want you to do. And I'm asking you to write on a piece of paper what you want God to do, the bills that you want God to pay. I want you to write it down right now. Find you a piece of paper. I don't care. Just a little piece of paper that you can write on. I want you to write on that piece of paper You want a bill paid. You want a car paid off. You want a mortgage paid off. You want your college tuition paid off. You want your daycare fee paid up in full. Whatever you want God to do. You say, well, I've been trying to conceive. And I haven't been able to conceive in my marriage. I'm here to tell you that God can bless your wombs to conceive. You say, well, Warren, I want to get married. There's a fellow that I see at church. We've been talking. We've been dating. And so he seemed to be the desired man that I want to marry and spend the remainder of my life with. And if God approved of that woman or that man, hallelujah, then it's yours for the asking. The Bible says that you and I, we have not because we ask not. So all we need to do is just ask God for what we want and just believe it by faith, and it's ours. It's ours for the asking. All we got to do is ask God, because God owns everything. You know, God owns the Dow Jones stock market. He owns the bank vault. He owns all the houses, all the automobiles. God owns everything. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is put our trust in Jesus. Because we know that society can fail us. Our husbands can fail us. Our wives can fail us. Our children can fail us. But we know that that's one spiritual deity that never will fail you and I and us. And his name is Jesus. He promised that he would be with you and I and us until the end of the age. And that means forever. You know, we lose his friends in this life. You know, you have friends that you've known 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of your life. And they're just like a family member to you. But all of a sudden, they've changed over. And y'all might have parted your friendship. Your friendship might be in danger of just, you know, splitting all together. But just know that God can give you a new set of friends. God can get you hooked up with people that will love you. I mean, with godly love, that will love you and cherish you like the Bible tells us to. And not just leave you in the blink of an eye. But will be with you through thick and thin. And when you're going through, we'll pray for you and with you. Because the Bible tells us that we are helpers one to another. We are helpers one to another. When you're going through, I'm supposed to be going through with you. When you're happy, when you're triumphant, I am triumphant along with you. So that means that when you're happy, I'm rejoicing along with you. And when you're hurting, I'm hurting along with you as well. Hallelujah. So we're going to read our last portion of our scripture on this morning. This is the last and final reading. And so it says that all were amazed and glorified God. And that scripture reading is coming out of Mark 2 and 12. Now we know that when Jesus healed the paralytic, that was proof of his authority to forgive man of his sins. The people who witnessed the event were amazed. They glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." In the law of Mark 2 and 12, it says more than a dozen times in the Gospel of Mark, We read account of people reacting in a similar way to the words and the work of Jesus. The word translated as amazed or astonished carried the meaning of being thrown into a state of surprise or even fear or both. We may sometimes feel that way when we encounter Jesus Christ as we read God's word like the disciples. May be amazed when we read of Jesus saying, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? So often we think that having a lot of money would solve all of our problems. Those who saw a man delivered from a legion of demons reacted with amazement. But why did they think he was beyond God's power to save him? You know, sometime in this life we run across people that are so mean and so evil, you know, and so hard-hearted, and you feel like, you know, that God doesn't have compassion for that person because they're so mean and rough and so hard-hearted and, you know, and just have a lot of things going on. But, you know, God don't turn his back on anyone. You're not so hard that God cannot reach you. Because God made each and every one of us. God made us. But we think that some people are beyond God's hand. But no one is beyond the hand of God. The God cannot reach down and pick them up and turn their lives to a mirror. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus is not bound by our limitation or expectation. He speaks and acts with authority and wisdom far beyond ours. With reference and awe, and says, let's hear Jesus' words and look for the transforming touch of his mighty hand. I bow, Lord, before your throne in all humility. When I reflect on who you are and all you've done for me. So you and I and us in ending, never measure God's unlimited power by yours and mine's limited expectations. In ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, Jesus, that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Hallelujah. And you can log on to our website, www.janicewardministries.org. The Lions Prayer, we call them Studio Dial-Up Prayer Request Lines, are now open. And you're welcome to call in with your prayer petition. I saw some calls there earlier, but I was still ministering, so I have this time that's allotted now for you to call in. All of you who desire to call in are welcome to call in at this time and place your petition at the feet of God. And I will touch and agree with you in faith that God will bring it to fruition. Hallelujah, because we know that God is a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. So the prayer communication studio dial-up lines are now open. You're welcome to call in. That number to dial in is 646-200-3074. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. And so now without any further ado, we're going to turn you over to the second phase of our program, and that is the Hymns of Zion. And that is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So I want you to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because he is people friendly. So until we meet again across these skyways and airways, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now turn you over to the Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Thank you.
I'm gonna let you know what I'm gonna let you know. Trials that I've never been in, but I We all need help. Let us pray. Carlito. Lessons life will teach you that a smooth of the valley to the mountain. We need a little more faith just to believe, a little more love just to forgive. Let us pray, cause we all need help. Let us pray, cause we all need help. We all need help. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We all need help.
Right here in the love. know I'm gonna stay here, tucked away, hidden in the shelter of your arms. Oh Lord, it's me again. I know it hasn't been long since I made my request. As it's fighting, feels like a war. I've gone through so many battles, but nothing like this before. You see, I've been trying, but I've been losing. But today I let it go. This is my conclusion. Only you can be enough.
Oh, and your presence. Today we look up, and in all of your presence, in all of your glory, and in all of your power, you're holy. You're holy to me. Take a listen.
Thank you.